Good morning, guys. Okay, as I was preparing for today's manna, I was thinking back on last week as well. So I kind of think maybe I'll tie that in and see how that goes. Last week, I spoke on intimacy in preparation for persecution and power. And if you didn't hear that message and you'd like to, let me know. I'll send that to you. but today, I want to talk a little bit about that power aspect. Right now, my heart's cry, personally, has been to see more. I've been drawn into the seeing realm, the seer realm. This is where the Lord is fixing my eyes right now. And so here, I believe, is where my revelation is. And I think, you know, that's where we speak from. We have the most power when we speak out of our own personal revelations at any given point in time. So I was really pondering this, and I said, you know, how did I get to this place where I want so much seeing? You know, I want to be able to see more. And this got me into thinking. I'm going to cover the birds so they try not to disturb us while I'm talking. Okay, so as we know, it all begins with intimacy, like I discussed last week. And we all know this. This group, this family is really, really good about that, I believe. And intimacy with Jesus through his Spirit, right? Okay, well, like I said, I believe that our personal experiences with God are where we draw our greatest revelations and insights, leading to our authority in areas. Now, I want to talk about a few verses specifically about purity, because the title of this message is Power for Purity for Power. And you might be like, what does that mean? But it's power for purity for power, because, and I'll explain what that means. There's so many verses in the Bible about purity, so I just wanted to focus on a few. I'm going to be in 1 John 3:3, so if you have your Bible, you can get that out and look that up. And then also Matthew 5:8, and I'm going to refer back to those in the text of my body here as I speak. Okay, now, here's where the fun and juicy part comes in. I wanted to talk to you about a testimony of my own personal life. And this is where I got your attention, right? Okay, now, if I haven't told anybody, or if you haven't heard, I thought it would be interesting to explain something that happened to me, because it has a lot to do with my message for today. I was in an abusive relationship years ago, and one day I decided to seek God with my everything, my whole heart. And this seeking led to an encounter with God. And I cannot even minimize that. It was a literal encounter. And why did it happen? Because I turned my heart and I sought him. That's what I'm telling you guys. I gave him my all in the midst of my chaos. And while taking communion one day, this is what happened. I felt a healing in my neck. I literally received a healing. I wasn't even asking for it. I just received a healing. And 'cause the Lord knows what you need. And suddenly, then I felt this weighted presence on my shoulders, and I knew that I knew that I knew that it was the Holy Spirit touching me, and he was literally resting something on me, I felt. And I'm like, what is this? Because at that time, I was still new in my intimate fellowship with God, like my seeking. I really didn't know in the Bible. I had read the Bible, but nothing was really coming alive to me too much. So here I was at this point, standing there, feeling something on my back, and I knew, on my shoulders, I knew. Now, looking back and learning so much now over these last 5 years, because this was in 2010, I now believe that it was a mantle of intimacy that was placed on me. Because the very next day, he called me into the secret place. I didn't even know what the secret place was, guys. I just simply felt my hand become numb. And it started stirring up, like as if I stuck it in another dimension. And I said, I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I want to raise my hand up to the Lord. And in the middle of watching a movie, Transformers of all movies, I said, you know what, excuse me, I got to go upstairs and be alone with the Lord. And there began my time alone with him. He literally drew me into that place. And that's why now I'm thinking about this mantle of intimacy. It is a real thing. This then began my intimate fellowship with the Lord. And over a series of months, I continued in this same pattern of being drawn into the secret place and just being quiet before him. And we all have heard about that. We all know what the secret place is about. But here's the fun part, and this is where my message kind of is going to go in this direction. Going back to what the title of my message is and the picture that I showed you there, as soon as this began, a few months into this intimate fellowship with the Lord, temptation came knocking at my door. And, you know, like I said, I was in a hurtful relationship. And then somebody just happened to come along who treated me kindly and, you know, I desired it. I found myself wanting to be with this person who was kind. And lo and behold, I found myself smack dab in the middle of an impure relationship. Gasp! What? Yeah, it's called sin, right? We're all familiar with it. But here's the thing. However, as I continued in my intimate fellowship with the Lord, I grew stronger and stronger each day. And I really wasn't aware of it, you know? All I was doing was, hey, I'm participating in my life over here, and then the Lord's leading me into the secret place over here. I didn't know what his plan was. He had a plan for me. Let me tell you what. Because of my devoted desire and my continuous commitment. I love alliteration. It's one of my favorite things. But because of it, because of my devotion and my commitment in that secret place, the Lord grew inside of me and strengthened me. Okay. Now, let's go to First John 3:3. This is the verse that I had you look up when I first got on the box here. And that reads, everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Now, this is the big, big thing that I want to get through and across from my personal experience and from my revelation and where the Lord's leading me today. By spending time in that secret place, he was purifying me, and I was becoming more like him. And that's where the intimacy in the power of purity, the power for purity comes in. I could not be pure on my own. Trust me. I was doing what I was doing, and I was still in that secret place. But eventually, the Lord delivered me out of that. I didn't have to purify myself. He purified me over time. And in fact, at one point, over this five-year period, it was around like 2 years later. It was in 2013. No, 3 years later. I was actually at a conference, and I felt water literally dripping, sprinkling on my face to the point where I was looking up at the ceiling, and I was saying, what is happening here? There's water dripping down. What's going on? And then when I thought, no, that's not possible, and I thought, well, somebody must be sprinkling everybody with water, you know, going through great lengths here, which is cool. I'm into that, but I kind of didn't quite understand it, but I know I felt it. It was a very physical sensation. And then later on, as I was reading in the Word, the Lord steered me, because all the time that I would have a physical manifestation in the Spirit, but I felt it, he would show me in the Word that it was his Word. It was truth. Because if it's not in the Word, guys, you know, it's not of him, right? So he led me to Ezekiel 36:25, and I'm going to read that for you. He says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Now, this literally happened because after the sprinkling happened on my face, I felt totally different. I was even with this particular person that I was had no business being with at the time, and that person said, you know, you seem different. And I said, yeah, I am. And all I could do was talk about the Lord and all of his goodness, and just I just felt like he changed my heart in that moment. And in Matthew 5:8, turn there for me if you're not already in there, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, blessed are the pure in heart. Okay, blessed are the pure in heart. Now, before I read the end of that verse, I want to say to you, we cannot be pure in heart on our own. I am a witness to that. I am going to testify to you of that we cannot do it alone. And if you're struggling in areas where your heart is not pure. And I'm not talking about just impure relationships, whether they be impure friendships, impure other relationships, or whether it's just desires of your heart. And maybe you're not acting out on them yet, but you have desires, and you know that they, even desires to be angry or desires to be prideful or desires to be fearful, all of that comes from your heart. Now, so how can we be pure in heart? Because we all want to be blessed, right? Blessed are the pure in heart. The only way, guys, is in the secret place. The only way is that's intimacy. And in this intimacy, this is preparing us for power and in power to overcome and to be pure, okay? And why, though? Why is it so important? You know, you may be like, well, what's the matter? You know, I mean, yeah, I want to do what's right, but, you know, what is that to me? And how does that really make a difference in my life? Well, let me tell you what. Not only will you feel better and not only will you have peace that the Lord has promised you and you will be blessed, but continue in Matthew 5:8. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And this goes back to the beginning, what I was talking to you about, how the Lord has taken me back into this desire. He's led me into this desire for a seeing more, into the seer realm. And that's what I said in the beginning. How did I get here? How did I get here? And I started thinking about some of the things over the course of my life, some of the things that the Lord has done with me, because He does it all. All we need to do is surrender, and we need to be devoted in our time with Him and committed to that time. And then He will do it all. You know, suddenly you will be pure in heart, and then you shall start seeing. And when I read this verse for the first time, I thought it was like, well, I shall see God. That means I'll go to heaven. Yeah. Okay. But no, because the promises are for here today. Now we will see Him. We will have visions and dreams. And guys, it's happening to me. It's happening to me. And so, but why then did I title the message power and purity for power? Power for purity for power. Because when we are pure, we will see God and we will have visions and dreams, and that will give us in turn even more power to overcome, because the Lord is going to be bringing more your way. He sees, okay, you've overcome sin. Sin's not even that big of an issue, really, when you're in this level of intimacy. You still do maybe some thoughts and things, because even pride and other little things creep in, and hey, at any point in time, it could sneak in, let me tell you. You always got to maintain this intimate relationship. But once you overcome and empower, you are empowered. You are pure. You are pure in heart. And that is a lasting, lasting thing. It just doesn't come and go anymore. It remains. And that empowers you. So now what? Are you done? No, because God wants you to see. God wants to speak to us in visions and dreams, because He wants to give us insight for other people. He wants us to give us insight for direction in our life to where He wants to take us. And He wants to give us information and direction to be able to preach His word with power and signs following. So from this place of purity comes this level of power in order to be able to impact the people in your life. And that's His goal. He wants you, and then He wants you to go get more people for Him. And we all know this. It's like, but how do we do it, guys? How do we do it? And it all starts in that intimacy with Him. And so I just want to give you this quick 30-second prayer to keep it under 15 minutes. I'm just going to say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come into agreement with Your word, and I thank You for the experience that You've given me that has led me to be pure in heart. You, Lord, are how I become pure in heart. And I ask, Lord, that You will touch everybody who hears this word in Jesus' name. Amen.